Blog Talk Radio.
My song.
Yes, well, we're back again, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministry. So very thankful. Yes, indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people, for reconciliation and the healing of His people. I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. And I do indeed thank you all for listening. The Most High has told me, yes indeed, He has told me, that for His cause I have some very important, yes indeed, some very, very important things for Him. His cause and the cause of His people that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He's asked of me, I would have His protection and guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. Most has told me, yes indeed, He's told me, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He's told me I must tell you things. Men have done some everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence my brothers and sisters if they could. If they could, to destroy.
Well,
I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that knowing what I know, having sensed what I've sensed, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there's a serious need. Yes, there's a serious need for healing among our people. More than most of us would even begin to want to imagine. Recently, the Most High allowed me to sense the heart, convictions, zeal. It was the liberation of our people of old that was bred into them. That ancient Hebrew society, at its best, was compelled to mutually, in all things, consider and consider it a delight to even have the opportunity to perform such service. Most magnificent mind in the universe. But I dare to say to you, my brothers and sisters, that we live in a society today that people have very little concept of what that is today. I said, today men have very little concept of what that is today. People read the scriptures, but do they really sense what's there? Most of the time, told me to know what's said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. I repeat, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. It is even to lie, it is to be beguiled. And yes, my brothers and sisters, for most, whether they want to realize it or not, to function outside of the genuine meaning of the scriptures and to perpetuate an illusion is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, to remain an instrument of deceivers, just an instrument of deceivers. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is going to accept that unto his kingdom. Those of old knew that. Yes, they did. The apostles themselves knew something that seems to be hardly understood among the masses today. I have some scripture I want to talk to you about. In 1 Corinthians 4th chapter, let me read this to you. If you have your Bibles with you, it'd be good to examine it for yourselves. 1 Corinthians in the 4th chapter relates what all one time knew, but the society we live in today doesn't really seem to catch on to the point. Let me see if I can reiterate what all is said. 1 Corinthians 4 and 1. This is the apostle Shaul speaking for all the apostles in this case. It says, let a man regard us in this manner. As servants of the righteous one, even the Kurdi. Today, if you talk to most people, they have no concept of what that means. Servants of the one, servants of him who comes to reveal indeed what is the true righteousness, ultimate righteousness of Yah. Think about it. Those of us who know the truth of the prophecies, and most of us don't, because you got so many treacherous leaders who will never tell you the whole truth. You were warned against these false prophets. Cyrus said himself, if you fall victim to anyone who would never tell you all that's contained in the law of the prophets, he said you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. You were also told, and all this is in Matthew 5th chapter, 14th to 24th verses. That if any man seeks to deceive his brother against the law and the prophets in any way, that one is guilty unto hellfire. So it's quite apparent in the world in which we live today, since there's 45,000 denominations, that is very much so true what's written in Isaiah 24. As of the priest, also with the people. Scripture says, few men shall be left. I'm just looking at a lot of scripture, my brothers and sisters. Zechariah, what is it, John the 10th chapter? 2/3 of humanity. Not going to make it. Because men will have a hard time discerning what it means to be refined truly after the will of one. But that third that remains will say, the Lord is my Yah. Won't be any more debate about it. Won't be any more confusion. Men will discern, my brothers and sisters, that there is indeed just one Savior. Messiah said, I am the door. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. How is it that men today have believed that across 45,000 denominations are all telling something, saying something different? Believing that somehow 45,000 denominations are all saying something different. That somehow it's all going to be acceptable for the will of one. It's a damn lie. Sounds hard the way I say that, maybe, to some of you. I'm telling you exactly what it is. It's a damn lie. The scripture says those who believe lies should be damned. You talked about 2 Thessalonians, talked about the intrusion of the principalities and powers, Colossians 2, powers of perdition. institutions of man that were not established upon the premise of Yah. He said, after all these intrusions, men will be compelled to, I'm talking about 2 Thessalonians 2nd, men will be compelled to prefer unrighteousness, pretenses, not having a great love of the truth, or not a love for the whole truth. He said, those who prefer such unrighteousnesses shall be damned. How is it, my brothers and sisters, you look at 45,000 different denominations, people believe that's the righteousness of Yah? That's the law of the Most High? That's the justice that He has intended as an offering unto Himself? My brothers and sisters, far from it. Most High allowed me recently, as I said before, to sense a time when people knew far better than what this pluralist, Babylonish, inconsistent, neglectful, and treacherous societies compel people in their vanity to trust. It's the reason why the scripture says, comfort ye, O my people, in Isaiah 40. It means seek beyond all the misconceits that have divided our people. But after what shall men be comforted? Most don't have no clue to this very day what Isaiah 40 through 41 has to say. As compared to all else that was related in the scriptures from the very beginning, even in the book of Genesis, it even talks about the coming of the one called Shiloh, unto whom all the nations must gather. It is grossly detestable, my brothers and sisters. The Holy Scriptures say all must gather unto the will of one, as so many somehow think that they are acceptable. After these, what, 45,000 denominations? Most have even considered why these 45,000 denominations even exist. My brothers and sisters, they're all straight from hell. I repeat, they all got the vestiges of hell in them. And I'll tell you why. In a moment, I'll tell you why. Some of you might not want to hear that. Scriptures tell you that when Messiah appears, it's because Most High has looked and saw none righteous, no, not one, none that does good, none that knows to seek Him. Why? Because leaders are so busy concerned with their pulpits and thrones, they won't tell you the whole truth. They have no intention, because they have to tell you how long they've been lying to you for many generations. So they are vowed as an avocation. You see, it is their job to hide certain truths from you. But if you knew these truths, you would have a chance to be free. But they wouldn't have you know that truth. I talk about those things often on my show here. HiddenGospel.com. It's my website, this show, Hidden Gospel Revealed. I talk about these things often. But my brothers and sisters, how many realize how much is true? That a multitude of half-truths might well say lies of people already on faulty foundations, still not made whole, still not brought out of the traps. A lot of half-truths, my brothers and sisters, and I want you to know, liars will never tell you the whole truth. Liars teach half-truths then. Cause people to be convicted after misconceits, hasty conclusions. Most High told me that the greatest truth is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving full consideration to all that He has declared. Well, that's not wisdom. No, my brothers and sisters, that's not wisdom at all. It's certainly not enough to call wise for Yah. A lot of times, as ministers, people call pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, presidents, whatever, prime ministers, they're content that the people only understand bits and pieces of the truth, because none of them have sought to be true to the whole truth. They have to legislate and administer to a multitude among the masses who themselves are not true of the will of one. Innately double-minded are these rulers. And Book of Jacob tells us well that double-minded man, whose convictions are not for the pure, perfect work of the Most High, said, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High at all. Why should the Most High help anybody to help anybody who, in the end, will still be an enemy against the fullness that he is? Very few of us seem to think about that. Most fail to consider what the scriptures mean when it says, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, to reprove all sin. How do the men still believe that the multitude of varied allegiances after which they've trusted are not sin? Multitude of varied allegiances compel the people differently, my brothers and sisters. That's not the faith of Yah. It's not the kingdom of Yah. It's not the faith at all. It's Babylon. But not everyone is wanting to consider that. Like I told you, Most High allowed me to see and sense. But at one time was a conscience for our people. I got news for you. We got a long way to go before we can be called true to that mindset with which the Most High is in all things pleased. I want to look at something in 1 Corinthians. I want to say this to you. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, if you would. Pray the Most High helps your mind to open up and understand what it really means. 1 Corinthians 4 and 1. Let a man regard us, this is the apostles, as servants of the righteous one. How about the one who reproves all the rulers? Pastors, priests, rabbis, elders. Look at first. How about Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4? Isaiah 41, 21 to 42, 4. After 43, 15. It means whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, that would beguile the people of the Most, the people who would be the people of the Most High, beguile them against the will of one, all anti, my brothers and sisters, your salvation. All of them are obstacles against the opening of your mind and your heart to understand what it meant when he said, he is the door. No man come to the Father but by him. He said, they are to be regarded. But no, I don't use that word Christ. You know, I grow weary. I'm going to really tell you the truth. I really grow real weary of having to say some of the things that I have to say. Oftentimes to say anything over and over and over again. I really do. There's so much that our people should be aware of now. And believe me, there's a lot of prophecy that relates. The Messiah is appearing and will be very angry at the rulers because they left the people unable to fully comprehend fully what he might tell them. Well, he said, let a man regard us in this manner as servants of the one who would judge all, even all your rulers. As stewards, caretakers of the mysteries of Yah. I want you to understand what this means. The apostles did not consider themselves to be lords over men's faith, but that granted the knowledge of what should be believed, they were called to be faithful and true in all things. Remember, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. I have to ask, after what spirit have some sought to call men to feel comforted, self-satisfied, justified, after anything less? You see, in this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one should be found worthy. Apostle Shaul said, but to me, it's a very small thing that should be examined by you or any human court In fact, he said this is because he does not examine, or for that matter, judge. That's what it means in this case. He does not judge himself. He says, for I am conscious, I'm aware of nothing against myself, nothing of which I'm guilty. He said, but yet by this I am not acquitted. Yet by this, he said, I'm not justified. But he says, the one who will judge me and one who examines me is the Lord. In this case, he was talking about the coming of the Messiah, for whom the scripture says, all the, if you want to call it that, the rivers or the constraints of mankind must be removed, that men prepare themselves for a greater king. Say, I'm conscious of nothing against myself, yet I'm not acquitted. I'm not justified. One who examines me or will judge me is the, in this case, he was talking about the Kurdi, Messiah himself. Therefore, he said, I do not go on passing judgment. In other words, we had written in the NSB, I will tell you how I find it more clear to relate it, as related from the Aramaic. He says, therefore, let no man count himself wise, just, before the time. Said, but wait, rather. But wait. Wow, what are they telling you? Look it up in the NASB. Put it down there. The NIV says, I'll say, well, so wait. What are they talking about? Waiting for what? Waiting for who? What does scripture mean in Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4? Well, 41:27, back in the manuscript says, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Did he say that men will be renewed after the multitude of rulers who must be reproved in their unrighteousness? Absolutely not. Wait until the Lord comes who brings to light the hidden things in the darkness. In other words, reveals the things that the whole world has sought to obscure, and also who will expose those who hid the truth from you. And he would disclose the thoughts and intents of men's hearts. And then will every man know how to praise. Well, for praise means honor. Yeah. Well, I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Maybe I need to slow these things down. I'm telling you, I'm getting a little angry sometimes when I think about how many have been deceived by this ploy. And I've got nothing news for you. Read the scriptures and you sense them well. You know, Most High is not pleased with this ploy either. What do I mean by this? Many have believed, get the point, your pastors themselves will be judged. 45,000 denominations. Wow, you think the Most High is going to accept all these controversies? How do people ever come to believe that Messiah is going to accept all these different misrepresentations of himself? Compelling people to believe that this is somehow viable. The apostles knew better. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The apostles knew better. All the true prophets knew better. If you want to look back in the scriptures, you will find that even Yohanan, the one they call the Baptist, said that it would be better that it would be better if he were baptized by Messiah. How is it that all these pastors we have today, bred out of the institutions of man, many of them satisfied because they look, you have you look upon the wall, they see these DDS degrees, Doctor of Divinity degrees, Doctor of Divine Science degrees, theology school degrees. If you walk down the halls of some of these, a lot of universities, you'll see across the halls, getting the same degree. People from all different vestiges of what they call Christianity, which quite frankly, pagans call themselves Christians 200 years, much as 200 years before the birth of Messiah, didn't have anything to do with the true faith at all. It's a pagan Greek title. And by no means does it encompass the idea of the absolution of one, but rather, my brothers and sisters, a title after those who, after the idolatries of their own minds, want to be justified. I see here scriptures relating all should be stewards of the one whom the Most High sends, that they become truly stewards of the Most High, the Father himself. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you right now, 45,000 denominations don't think that any single one of them, as I see them today, not after what I've seen, not one of them is going to pass the test. Scripture says all of them in Isaiah 56:9-57:1. All of them. Everyone has gone astray his own way, filling the people with the drunkenness of false doctrine, saying tomorrow will be the same as long as they keep the people drunk and blind. They're not concerned about the salvation of your soul. They're concerned about their pulpits and thrones. If it weren't true that there's a lot of truth, they would have told you that they don't. I can't tell you how many of them I've addressed. Every denomination. People from everywhere. And they all seem to be much more concerned about the title they got exalted by men. They're concerned about the title the Most High would give himself. Well, then guess what? None of them will have the title. I repeat, none of them will have the title then. Because the Most High doesn't profane his name or the Father for anyone. What are these scriptures saying, my brothers and sisters? If all these who knew to serve were, had the revelation from the Most High, him who even reveals more and more of himself every day, knew they were going to be judged by such a one, knowing that Messiah is granted an ever-increasing knowledge. In fact, the scriptures even talk about the increase of his government, there should be no end. Zechariah talking about how from year to year during the course of the, what is called the millennial reign, increasing knowledge and updates given to Messiah to give to all, and all be held accountable to stay updated. How is it that men, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says this one will be the fountain of the living waters, from whence the truth will flow? How is it that others tell you that if you walk after them, that you're instantly acceptable? My brothers and sisters, when the scripture says salvation is by faith, it does not mean after just trusting any other voice but the one whom the Most High said he had chosen. If you look at Isaiah 41st chapter, it talks about Messiah coming to all the rulers and say, prove to me that you're godly men. Tell me, if you can, what was the foundation and the expectation of my people? Scripture says those who chose and walked after such rulers that men have exalted, he said they too are an abomination. Might sound like hard words, but just the truth. I mean, not shapen by him, because he gives his people, Most High gives his people better sense than to follow after those who continually hide the truth. Even if they have followed after such protocol, let's say worldly protocols for a time, they know that there's something in their spirit tells them there's something more, something missing. And upon being granted the opportunity to rediscover it, they count it as a great blessing to be able to do so. And I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, if all the apostles and the prophets knew and they told people to look forward to the expectation of one who shall judge all, unto whom all must gather, that means through the course of all the ages, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. One that in Isaiah 45 says, draw near to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I alone am a just one and a savior. Even that all may know from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but Yah. Well. I have to ask a question. For all these scriptures, and there's a lot of them I know a lot of you have never been taught. Nobody was faithful enough to tell you. Well, think about what they mean. You have 45,000 denominations, they all claim to have a ticket in. And it's selling you wolf tickets. 45,000 denominations all claim to have the license and the keys of David. Wow. Keys to the kingdom of Yah. They're lying to you. The scripture says, comfort ye, O my people. And in Isaiah 40, it's talking to a lot of people, a lot of folks who are all under a multitude of different institutions. Comfort ye, O my people. In other words, being made strong again means you have to see beyond all your rulers who comfort you in a world of vanity, short-sightedness. I'll tell you about something that happened many years ago. I was walking down the street one day, and it was on a Sunday afternoon, early afternoon. I happened to walk by a corner, and I saw four large churches on one corner, each one across from each other. Four well-bricked institutions calling themselves churches. Now, if you're into, those of you who listen to my show closely, you realize that these institutions, according to the ancient definition, were not churches at all. They're not churches at all, I repeat. You can go back and listen to the last show that I put out on Blog Talk. And look at some of the examples of what I relate there in terms of what the early church was. Like I say, they knew it wasn't buildings of brick and stone. It was something the Most High called and compelled me to tremble at His word. But at any rate, like I said, there's four large buildings calling themselves churches on that corner. And they all said they got out of church at 1 o'clock. I wanted to see what it would look like when they all decided to say their benedictions and walk out. And I was amazed at what I saw. I saw people walk out of the churches, and none of them looked across the street. They all either looked down at the stairs while they walked out or at someone who was another congregant in their particular congregation. Walked straight out to the cars, didn't look across the street at each other. Still didn't. I sat there on the curb and watched. Normally it is customary, especially on a narrower street, that when somebody pulls out into the street, they look over to see at least some indication in the eyes of the driver across the street that one side of the street pointing one direction, another's pointing the other. Some indication. So, people just act at least with some degree of courtesy. So they pull out, nobody runs into each other, and people don't want to push you about it. I watched the eyes. I didn't even see people looking at people parked across the street to acknowledge when they should or should not pull off. But, hey, I guess they were practiced at it because they got used to the idea about being able to do it, and I didn't see any accidents. But I asked the Most High about what I was looking at. And what He told me is that in this small community, the churches in this small community, and there were, believe me, a lot of churches in that small community. He said to me that, there's a limited amount of resource there. And all of them are competitive for the resources in that community. And he said, though they are competitive, each one against another. Well, the pastor's often prideful about the numbers they have in their congregations. He told me they are competitive one against another, yes. But he said they have all one thing in common. I repeat, he said they have all one thing in common. He says they all despise and will not teach the whole truth that I am. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, the very name of the Most High declares that He is all in everything that He is. He does not deny His word in any way, form, or fashion. His wisdom is an invariant light. He's called Rishon Acharon, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. All His word is consistent throughout all the course of all ages. And Scripture even tells us that all that He has planned is from the very foundation of the world. Most High will not be robbed with His expectation, my brothers and sisters, in any institution that would flatter you, either foolishly, treacherously, unknowingly, or otherwise, that would not compel you to faithfully seek the Most High for the truth that transcends all these institutions. Every single one of them is a damning device. Have I offended anyone? My brothers and sisters, the Most High knows the words that I'm speaking to you now are true. And if any of these institutions be offended, perhaps they need to be reproved. No, I don't say perhaps. They do need to be reproved. Your pastors, your rabbis, your elders, compel people to believe they were saved because they called upon a name and act like it doesn't even belong to its owner. Messiah is going to judge every one of these institutions, everybody in them. And the truth of the matter, the gospel in this day and time, if you really read Isaiah 41 closely, it says Messiah is going to say, keep silence and listen to me, O you eyes, hearken to me, O you nations. Let my people renew their strength. It means that the only way our people are going to be made strong again is they have to transcend every one of these institutions. Just like it was 2,000 years ago when He said, go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to do everything I command them. Do the nations and do these institutions know how to do that? To purge men according to the fullness of a word. 2,000 years ago when Messiah appeared, hey, there were institutions, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots, Essenes. There were all the varying ideals of all the nations. And He said they all need to be converted. Well, my brothers and sisters, there's a greater word Messiah comes to reveal. And whoever will not be converted to accept the fullness of that word is damned. There is no living soul that will enter the kingdom of Yah or survive the judgment who will not recognize the fullness of these truths. Not one. Messiah said, if you allow anyone to cause you to be beguiled, not to accept the fullness that's contained in the law and the prophets, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He said, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to life. And few are they that find it. And then He said, get the point, watch out for false prophets. What does it mean? It means that the word false, fallen, foolish, deceptive. If anybody preaches you a testimony that falls short, it is an obstacle against you finding the way that few find, because you have to see through all these multitude of institutions, all the schemes, all the lies, that it be said that you truly overcame the world. What Scripture says concerning Messiah? Isaiah 48 says, He comes because men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, not unto the fullness the Most High intends. Most High is not pleased with that. Read Isaiah 48. He says people have to be refined. He's not going to give His name to those who would walk after any ideal otherwise. He said, who is there among you who can declare these things, that can discern this? Most High has loved him. In other words, shown him the greater truth of his grace, of his mercy, of his refinement, that he may do what is divine will against all this battle and all this confusion. How can men serve the Most High after, what, 45,000 different misrepresentations, all claiming to be wise, and none of them telling you that you're still going to have to stand before a judge greater than the institution? It's not the church at all, brothers and sisters. That's worldliness. It says Messiah will come saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. And now the Most High with His Spirit has sent me to show you the way that you should go. Show me, my brothers and sisters, any of these denominations you see today. That's from the beginning. That is declared in all things what is the eternality. My brothers and sisters, they've heard from you what is to be the most pivotal event in all of human history. And because they've taught you half-truths and lies, if I were to tell many of you about it right now, you wouldn't believe it. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in Romans 15, whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. It didn't say anything said of old was put away in terms of the expectation. It says you're not going to understand anything that the apostles have to say lest you give consideration to all that was said of old. You're not going to understand fully what Messiah had to say till you give consideration of what was said of old. First Cape of 1 Peter 1:10 through 11 said all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. What makes people think somehow the Most High, this idea about a new covenant, it's another daggum lie. It's not a new covenant. It's a restoring the mind of a covenant that men have forgotten. Scripture says when the covenant is restored in Jeremiah 31:31-36, it says all Israel is going to be restored to the mind of one, though they've been scattered amidst all nations. All Israel is going to be brought to the mind of one. Most High Himself, often says by His Spirit, Messiah Himself, hey, He will write, describe His law upon the minds and the heart. One law. It didn't say everybody having his own idea of a law and breaking it. It says we're all going to come to one mind. All Israel brought to oneness. And that, my brothers and sisters, is not a new covenant. That's the restoration of a covenant, meaning that all the diversities of which men have called upon the name of the Most High and not been true nor been faithful to the fullness the Messiah will bring, it hasn't been a covenant at all. Messiah comes and the scripture says, therefore wait. What do you think those scriptures are saying? Don't be so sure that everything that you in all things complete before the Most High until that time. It means that you should have always kept looking. Isaiah 40 says since there's no determining all that is the mind of the Most High, you should have always kept looking. Show the Most High that you never stop. When I was trying to help a few people in amongst a few churches, I knew there was something more that they all needed to know. And I sought it for their sakes, and I'm doing it right now for the sake of all those who would hear. I know there's more to be learned than all that this world has commonly perceived. I think about scriptures like Isaiah 50, speaks of Messiah speaking to a world, saying, have I no power to deliver? Behold, in my rebuke, I dry up the seas. In other words, I show men beyond all the mindscapes of men and all the rulers and all the denominations and nations. I make the rulers, those who rule over these institutes, sackcloth they're covering. In other words, I put them in open shame. Why? Because morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. I didn't say a denominational leader. Morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. And I'm not turned back the rebellious way. That I should know how to declare a word to the weary. Who does he call in the weary? The It's saying all those who are blinded by a multitude of institutions, that they don't see the will of the one. Well, it says the scriptures later on says, look to Abraham your father and Sarah who conceived you. They knew to seek the Most High beyond all the institutions of man. It says Messiah himself will come forth saying, In fact, the scriptures in Isaiah 4:1, it says, whoever's among you has no light. In other words, has not the invariant light of it. Capacity to see what carnal mind has no capacity to see. It says, trust in him who is called by the name of the Most High. Oh, scripture says in Isaiah 49, Messiah will come saying what? Listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He made mention of my name, meaning from the body of my mother. He's given me a name to declare my purpose, to bring Israel back to him, to show forth what is glorious and honorable for the Most High. Made my mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. She discerned, my brothers and sisters, with a fine line, who it is that serves Yah and who serves him not. Declare, my brothers and sisters, what must be the salvation of man beyond all those who hide the truth from you and who pervert it to the ends of the earth. The weary, my brothers and sisters, are those who have not become strong enough for people to see beyond all those who are either blind or treacherous, still remaining the children of darkness until they're willing to see the greater light. You've been taught a lot of lies, my brothers and sisters. They never told you among your churches who Messiah truly is or who he said he is when he says, this testimony must be declared in all the churches that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star, Revelation 22:16. You'll find that information, however, on my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation.
90.
The most pivotal event in all of human history, foretold, is what kind of thing you find in Zephaniah 2:15-3:6. It talks about Messiah being at a city, but because men have never been told what they should have been looking for, they would not know this, recognize their shame before his testimony. Most times, the scriptures talk about the destruction of that city. And then Israel, made of people, speaks no lies, do no iniquity. Isaiah 66 talks about the reproof of all the iniquities among your so-called churches. Someone reproving both church and state, and Israel made suddenly a nation. How shall our people be made one again? Well, those scriptures try to tell us at Isaiah 66, for those who are listening. Isaiah 25th chapter, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, talk about that city. Messiah appearing to cast aside the veil and the covering that's over all the nations. Article on my website called Secret City Prophecies, hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies. I promise you need these things. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, not one soul will survive the judgment who is not willing to look. I'm saying this because I love you enough to tell you. To his speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.